This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
You're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. This week on the Community Matters program, we're going to be talking with Savannah from WCCBI. And then, after that, we're going to be talking with Krista Fitzsimmons from Northwest Bank and Natalie Massing from the Second Harvest Food Bank about the upcoming annual Second Harvest Northwest Bank Erie News Now Food Drive that's set to take place Wednesday the 16th. Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Savannah from WCCBI. And Savannah, thank you for taking the time to join me today, because I understand at WCCBI, you guys have been extremely busy with the different programs that are taking place, with all the different plans that you have, and you're getting ready for all the different winter events that are going to be coming up. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for having us on. We always appreciate coming and talking with you and the Community Matters program.
And speaking of things that are happening in the community, you are coming up on the annual Night of the Awards Gala that WCCBI hosts. And I'm really excited to be able to talk about that, because it is a big deal to the whole community, highlighting the different things that everyone here in Warren County, the different businesses have been able to accomplish, and the different people, what they've been able to accomplish. So would you mind going through and giving us some details on this upcoming Community Service Excellence Gala?
Absolutely. Our Celebration of Excellence Gala is an annual one. We've done it for a handful or more years now, and it's at the Women's Club of Warren on November 17th, which is a Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. We offer a catered meal by Hog Wild Barbecue. We have like a cash bar. The desserts are provided by Catering Plus, which is nice. And we hand out awards, including the Community Service Award, which this year's recipient is Piper Van Ord. We have Excellence in New Business, Growth and Expansion, Investment in the Community, and the Milestone Awards. It's a fun evening to celebrate and network with area businesses, representatives. We mingle, we give out awards, we celebrate all the wonderful things that Warren County has to offer.
Is this something that anyone is able to go to? Is this open to the public?
Absolutely. We encourage, you know, public participation, member, non-member, everyone's welcome. It's $60 per person. Any Community Service Award recipient of the prior is eligible for the $50 price break. And you can pay by cash, credit card, check, day of, call me ahead of time. We're pretty flexible, but we encourage it. We want community people to become involved and network, hear about what we do, and hear about all the great things that the award recipients do too.
And so that's going to be coming up pretty quickly here, but it's a really great opportunity for people to get out and see the different businesses here in the community. And it's nice because I understand that there are a few different businesses that are celebrating different milestones this year. And, you know, I really love when there are different businesses throughout the community that are able to celebrate like a large variety of those milestones. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's nice to see the, I say, little guys that celebrate the 1 year. They survived the harsh winter, so to speak, and they toughed it out and they made it a whole year. And this one is Mama Jane for the 2022, all the way up to, you know, the guys that have lasted 100 plus years. The Rouse Estates is celebrating 160. Gons Drugstore is at 105. There's organizations like the Kiwanis Club that are at 100 years. It's a wide variety to see, and each can learn, you know, what's worked for them, what's made them sustain that long, from the restaurant business all the way up to human health services. So it's a great variety of folks. We also offer an excellence in new business. So kind of like a milestone, the ones that have made it through the year that have, you know, done well, they're succeeding, they're growing. The Lander Hope Clinic, Lonnie's Pizza out in Youngsville, Rocket Detailing in North Warren, and Straight Off the Block in Sheffield are the recipients this year. So it's a wide variety there too. We try to hit everybody in the community, and anybody that comes to us and says the great things that they're doing, we want to celebrate.
You bring up some really great points there. And, you know, it's just an exciting night for anyone in the Warren County community that would like to just go out and see what all the local businesses have been up to over the past year. And, you know, you bring up a really cool point there with talking about how, you know, there are community award recipients that you hand out awards to as well. And I'm very happy that this year is Piper Van Ord, like you mentioned, because out of all the people here in the community, she really deserves it. She has worked so hard for for all the different members of this community and, you know, doing the work that she's been doing, traveling out of the community as well. Like, you know, when you look at someone that deserves an amazing award like that, Piper is a perfect example.
Absolutely. She's, you know, more than deserving. She's had an incredible experience and a journey through life that when you hear her talk, it's just baffling the amount of activities and programs she is involved in. She volunteers her humanitarianism with the Ukraine efforts recently. She's an incredible woman. And, you know, it's an honor to see her get it this year. And we've handed out that community service award every year, except 2 years. From 1969 until present. So, you know, over 50 years of individuals, sometimes couples that have won it. Last year, Gary and Penny Lester won it, as well as Ash Care. You know, it's been a great award to see, and it's held its prestigious nature. So going forward, you know, all the recipients that are still alive with us, they continue to do all the volunteering that they have done their whole life, and they continue a great legacy, and they give us something to strive for. They show the younger generation, you know, after they're gone, it's up to us to carry on that legacy too, and provide philanthropy throughout Warren County. Anybody that has questions about it, just to, you know, chat with me or to get tickets, can always call me at the chamber office anytime.
You also have some other really exciting things coming up, and I understand you at WCCBI, between you and John and Jim and just all the work that you guys have been doing, you're getting ready for the Downtown Warren Christmas Parade. That's a big deal. I understand John is getting ready for the Youngsville Parade as well. That's going to be a big deal. There is just a lot of exciting things happening here in Warren County. So would you mind going through some of the details of the upcoming Christmas Parade for us?
Absolutely. We're kind of in the slower season of events, so the Christmas parade will round out the year from all the fun activities that we've done. It's on Friday, December 2nd. It's Liberty Street and 2nd Avenue downtown, like in years past, that are blocked off. So we have food vendors, craft vendors, organizations that want to participate that set up booths. It's all free. There's no charge for us. The city of Warren asks that they pay like a $10 vendor application, which is separate, but I can help anybody walk through that process. But we wanted to keep that downtown walk free. We want to encourage people to stop into local businesses that are open, shop the local vendors that, you know, make the homemade crafts, that have goods and services that they want to provide, get their name out. It's the time of the year, all year, you should support local. It's the little guys to the big guys. You know, there's something for everybody, and they try to make it as friendly and family oriented as possible.
You bring up some really great points there when you discuss that. And, you know, one of the things that I really, really like about the way that this is set up and the way this has been held for the last few years is that you kind of combine the parade and the walk together so that people are able to experience the parade and go and have fun. And then once the parade's done, they're able to kind of disperse in a pretty easy manner that doesn't lead to a bunch of congested traffic and people trying to get out. And, you know, people are able to walk around, and it's a really great opportunity that I encourage everyone to come down to and just see downtown Warren. It is just magical that time of year.
Absolutely. You know, the snow flying, we have all the Christmas decorations out. The parade is like in years past as well. I know some confusion about it, but it's as the same as always. In years past, we start at the Tops Plaza. We come to the intersection of like Market and Pennsylvania Avenue. So we turn left there to go down Pennsylvania Avenue towards Hickory Street. And then from Hickory Street, we turn right up to 3rd. And then parade participants, they disperse on 3rd Avenue. So it's in that kind of like knitted block of downtown, you could say. And yeah, we've already gotten registration applications for the parade participants, which is also free. We're encouraging as many people that want to sign up, come and sign up. As many floats you want to enter, you know, from the big guys to the little guys for that too. Just come and participate. I get people that contact me months in advance for that one. So it's a fun one to do.
Well, and you know, you bring up a really great point with that. And, you know, I really love that you are encouraging everyone that wants to participate. And, you know, I encourage everyone to get a hold of you now to get that done, because you don't want to be one of those people that decides to do it last minute. And then you're scrambling to try to get hold of Savannah, and then she's already busy with all the stuff that she has to do with the parade. And, you know, it's just a lot easier if you can get a hold of everyone early. And, you know, like you said, it is a really easy opportunity that just gets you out in front of everyone here in Warren. And it's going to be for a really great night. And I mean, honestly, who wouldn't want to take some time and just decorate up the trailer and do something cool with it? I mean, I think it's just a really great opportunity to get creative and do something fun.
Yeah, we always look forward to the creativity aspect that comes out in all the parade floats that make it through town. Market Street, open houses, all the way up and down both sides. Senior Helpers, the Crary Art Gallery, the Historical Society, they'll all be open. We have our Letters to Santa mailbox again, and yeah, it's just a great festive holiday evening.
Is Santa going to be possibly making an appearance that evening?
He'll be there. He'll be there with all the bells and whistles on, and kids can get their photo again with him. And the Letters to Santa mailbox will also be back downtown. Last year it was in the NPRC building, and it'll be there again. So we're getting word that he's going to deliver that mailbox shortly, and he's gearing up for Christmas in Warren County.
It's going to be a lot of fun here in Warren County. And the best part is about those two parades is that they're not at the same time. So if you want to go to both, you can do that.
Yeah, the Youngsville one is the day after ours on the 3rd. And I think they are doing a parade, like you had mentioned. They have horse-drawn wagon rides. There's gingerbread decorating contests. And there's a fun night, too. So
yeah, just a ton of fun. So it's going to be a really great opportunity to be in Warren County, and that's going to be the weekend of December 2nd and 3rd. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. Again, it's going to be taking place Friday, December 2nd here in downtown Warren, and December 3rd over in Youngsville. So Savannah, thank you for taking the time to highlight all these different things.
Well, thank you, Aaron. We appreciate those kind words, and we appreciate what you do and the partnership with the radio station and us, so we can help spread the good word too, and network and have opportunities for sponsorship and partnerships all the way around. So it's been a great year, and we're looking forward to the coming year and celebrating all the wonderful things and accomplishments to come.
America, the most powerful nation on earth. The power to make decisions affecting your life begins here in Washington.
But how do you know if the people here, the people you elected, are really representing you? I'm Rachel Knapp, and that's our mission here in Washington. We know there's a lot of places you can get coverage from our nation's capital, but there's only one place where you can see what your local lawmakers are doing.
Washington Bureau Reports with Rachel Knapp. Coverage you can count on. Only on Erie News Now. Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Good morning, Aaron. Yes, we got the Erie News Now 22nd Annual Food Drive. Just to give folks an idea of what happened last year, the food drive collected over 31,000 pounds of food, 479 turkeys. We also raised $63,425. And as I've stated before, Aaron, at Second Harvest Food Bank, $1 we are able to provide 6 meals, because we do a lot of wholesaling in regards to our 390 agencies that we have in the 11 counties we serve at Second Harvest Food Bank. So we're very, very excited. Yeah. It'll start at 6 a.m. And of course, downtown Warren will be hopping right at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And then we end at 6:30 in the evening. And that is Wednesday, November 16th. I have a great feeling that we're going to be able to provide more than we did last year for our neighbors in need. And I don't know about you, Aaron, if you go to the grocery store, you've noticed how much food has gone up. We have seen a 31% increase in families needing food since the first of the year. Inflationary costs have made people struggle between, you know, paying their bills and putting food on the table. And, you know, food is a basic need.
It is.
So it'd be really nice for this 22nd annual food drive if we could surpass what we did last year, because there are so many more people that need our help.
Absolutely. You bring a really, really great point with that. And Natalie, one thing that I wanted to mention here is you mentioned that you serve 11 counties across Northwest Pennsylvania, over 300 different member agencies that you help out, that you work with in these situations here.
Right.
So, you know, you bring a really great point that, you know, 31,000 pounds of food last year was what we brought in. But when you see the inflation numbers,
we really need to bring in about at least 40,000 pounds of food this year to keep up with inflation.
You are so right, Aaron. And, you know, we've always been very thankful of what Warren has done. They and Northwest Savings Bank and how everybody comes together to make this happen. So definitely with the increases that are going on and people that need food, that can't afford food, this is really going to be able to get us through with those that are food insecure during the holiday season.
The Second Harvest Food Bank does so many things throughout the entire year to help both Warren County and all of Northwest Pennsylvania. And like you mentioned, with the food insecurities growing in communities across Northwest Pennsylvania, like we're seeing, you're probably seeing more people signing up to all of the different events that you're doing throughout the whole year.
Sure. We have our Produce Express distributions, which we give 30 to 60 pounds of nutritious foods and vegetables. And that's another thing that we're really trying to serve our clients is the same things that you and I would stop at a grocery store for. And that's our Produce Express distributions. Then we have a military share down here in Warren. That is for anybody that's in the military or has served in the military. We take care of them as well. Our childhood feeding programs, we have our school pantries. We also have our backpack programs in which we discreetly put food in children's backpacks on Friday at school. So we know that throughout the weekend, if they need food, that they have it available to them. And then we have our senior box, which we take care of our seniors over the age of 60. So we provide for the little to the most knowledgeable. Let's put that in there because our seniors are so, so very important to us as well. So, you know, whatever, you know, anyone can provide during the Erie News Now food drive will be so greatly appreciated.
Food insecurity really has been impacting a large variety and swath of people much more than what we would typically realize.
You know, Aaron, people have to make like impossible choices. Like seniors have prescriptions that they have to pay for. Heat costs are going up 30%. Electric, you know what I mean? There are so many other avenues that are taking this money from our seniors that are supposed to be having their golden years right now. Yeah. And so we want to make sure that people are taken care of because food is a basic need. And you would never think in our country that people need food, a basic part of their lives, but they do. And the numbers are astounding. You know, for all of us that sit down at our holiday meals, Thanksgiving and Christmas and have all this wonderful food to share with one another. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to provide that holiday meal that they otherwise would not have the opportunity to get. So that's why the Erie News Now Food Drive is super important. And we hope to see everybody out. We look forward to, I'm looking at 479 turkeys. I know that we can get 500 at least. And donations too. Every dollar that you give will help us tremendously. So we appreciate everyone. We hope to see you out for the 22nd annual food drive.
Absolutely. And, you know, one more thing that I wanted to mention before we wrap up is, you know, if you want to make these donations happen on the day of the food drive, there are plenty of locations. You can stop into every single Northwest branch in Northwest Pennsylvania, and they're all accepting donations for this food drive on November 16th. So
sure.
Make your way out there.
Yes, and if you can't, you can log on to nwpafoodbank.org. There's a donation button. You can donate that way as well.
Awesome. Well, Miss Nat, thank you for taking the time to go through this with me. Thank you for highlighting all the different work that you guys do at Second Harvest Food Bank and, you know, really giving us an idea as to why it's so important this year to see an increase in these donations and why we're really hoping that everyone's able to come out for this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Aaron, for having me on.
I am very excited, Krista, to be able to talk to you today because the Second Harvest Food Drive is coming up very soon. It's going to be happening on November 16th this year, Wednesday, November 16th. And it is a big deal for Northwest Pennsylvania because people are able to stop into Northwest Bank locations all across Northwest Pennsylvania on that day to make some donations, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And we started last week on the 1st, started collecting donations. donations. You can bring in your perishable goods, monetary donations. So not only are we doing the big food drive on the 16th, but we're already starting to prepare and take collections now.
Wow, that is really exciting. Now, Krista, I understand you are the branch manager of the Northwest Bank over in North Warren there. So if people want to stop by and support your version and your branch of it, they can do that there. Now, I know last year the branches tended to compete a little bit against each other just to see who could get the most. Are they doing it again this year?
So we've taken a different spin on it this year. We actually are coming together. We set a goal for our offices. So this includes the Youngsville office, the downtown office in the mine up in North Warren. We would like to raise 250 pounds of food and $1,500 in cash prior to even going into next Wednesday's event. So that with that $1,500, that would create 9,000 meals for local families here in Warren County.
That is a really, really big deal, especially when we're talking about situations like this year, and where if you look at grocery stores all around, the prices are going up. Just it's something that we don't have any control over at this point. And, you know, it's really affecting a lot of people across the community. And this is a really good opportunity for us to be able to give back when we're able to and help support people. Because like you mentioned, you guys are able to supply a ton of meals to people that are in need on this day based on just, you know, trying to bring in things ahead of time like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the need is, you know, just as dire as it was back in 2020 when we did this during the pandemic. Prices are going up, you know, people are struggling, and it's just such an important time to be able to contribute to the community for such an important event.
Absolutely. You bring up a really great point there. And so what I wanted to ask there is, on the day of, where are people going to be able to make drop-offs at the different locations? So there's locations in Youngsville, there's North Warren, there is downtown Warren, there's Corey as well.
Yep. So you can drop off your donations prior to the event and still on that day as well. But the main event will be downtown Warren, right outside the Northwest office. It's a drive-through. Obviously, if you're downtown, you can walk up to us. We'll have volunteers. You don't even have to get out of your car in case it's really cold, although I'm hoping for another year like last year where we were wearing sweatshirts.
Yeah, nice, comfortable year.
Yeah, it was. But you don't even have to get out of your car. We'll come right to you, take your monetary donations, get the food out of your trunk or backseat, and we'll do it all for you.
You know, it's a really amazing thing that, you know, you guys do with this event, and I'm really glad that we could be part of it again this year. It has been something that's big in the community for the last few years that we've been able to do it, and really, it's been just incredible to see the impact that we're able to have with the meals that are able to be provided from this. And, you know, when you look at the years past, we're over, you know, the thousands of pounds of food mark from this so far. And, you know, it's just going to be amazing to see what we can get to again this year. It's going to be a really big year, and it's important. Again, it's going to be running now through November 16th, which is the big day, and that's going to be taking place here in downtown Warren. But like Krista mentioned, you can stop to any of the Northwest branches, and you can make your donations count at any of those locations up until then.
Yeah, so this is our 17th year, and overall, we've gotten donations for about $75,000 over those 17 years, and that includes 38,000 pounds of food. Now, last year, we had 124 turkeys, about $12,000 in cash donations, and a little over 3,000 pounds of food. So, as with every year, I want to do better. So, I know Warren County will show up and make me proud.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can find. If you have some time, right now is time to do some fall cleaning. Go through your cupboards, see if there's anything that's not out of date that you could donate that would make sense, that would be a good fit, and let's get some more food donated. So, Krista, thank you for taking the time to join us today, and we're very excited to be able to see you out there on the 16th, and we're very excited for everyone that's able to come join you at the Northwest North Warren location that you're at to make some donations, because it's a big deal. It affects a lot of people across all of northwestern Pennsylvania, and it is the 17th annual. Well, now it's the 18th annual, I believe, right?
This is our 17th
year. This is year. The 17th. Okay, yep. So it's the 17th annual Northwest Second Harvest Erie News Now Food Drive. And, you know, it is just a wonderful thing to be doing again this year. So, Krista, thank you for doing all the work that you guys do to put this together, because I understand it is a big effort that you guys do on your end to make sure that it's able to happen. And I know the whole community appreciates it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the community. I appreciate Northwest, everyone that helps, you know, obviously Erie News Now, the radio stations. You know, the more we can get the word out, the bigger this event is. And the thing is that it goes to our local families.
Absolutely. You bring up a really great point there. It's all going to help benefit people here in Warren County and just all across northwestern Pennsylvania. So it's going to be a big deal. But thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.